Welcome back to the Townships at 12. I'm Maureen. In the second part of today's show, I will talk with Lou Emanuel. Lou is an accomplished local author from Sutton here in the Townships. She is a member of two local writing groups. One is right here, right now, and the other one is in Sutton. She has two books of poetry and two novels and is working on more material. I will also have some health news in this segment. We will start part two of the show today with a song by Elvis Costello, and the song is called Every Day I Write the Book. My guest in the second part of today's show is Lou Emanuel. She's a local author and a retired teacher. She now lives in Sutton here in the Eastern Townships. She belongs to the writing group Right Here, Right Now, and she also has another writing group in Sutton. She shares her wisdom and creativity through her writing, poetry, and novels that explore themes of love, intuition, and the divine connection in everyday life. Lou has published two books of poetry and two novels. She joins me today to talk about her creative journey, what inspires her work, and how she continues to find joy and meaning through her writing. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, and today I'm very pleased to welcome Lou Emanuel to the Townships at 12. Now, Lou is a member of the local writing group Right Here, Right Now. So welcome, Lou.
Thank you for having me.
Now, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and your connection to the Eastern Townships?
I was born and raised in Dorval, Quebec, but we, from the age of about 4 or 5 years old, my father had cottage, what you call a chalet, in Sutton. We had that to enjoy for many years. And then as I became an adult, it was always my intention to live here. And in 2010, I was able to realize that dream. And so I've been here in Sutton since 2010.
Okay, good for you. You're part of the local writing group Right Here, Right Now. How has being part of that group supported or inspired your writing journey?
Oh, it's been very helpful, I would say. It's encouraging. It's inspiring. It's a community that sort of makes me feel like I'm not alone in what I'm doing. I would say that being part of Right Here, Right Now has brought my writing to a whole new level as encouragement to have this be something that I do.
Okay, that is so important in itself.
I was an English teacher, English language arts, for many years. And so my technical skills as a writer, I would hope, are quite high because I used to teach it. So technically, I didn't need that much from Right Here, Right Now. But as a community and as a group that supports each other in their writing and letting me know, you know, you're not weird to be doing this. There's lots of people doing this. That's what felt so, I would say, helpful and encouraging.
Mm-hmm. That is so important. Now, you've published two books of poetry. They're both available on Amazon, I believe. And what themes do you explore in your poetry?
Well, both of those books are they're small books. And the one that I'm just now publishing is much longer, but it has some of the same poems in it. I think it's a better collection, personally. But the themes of my poetry all along have been spirituality, the celebration of beauty in the world, and I would say an exploration of the mystery of being human.
Now, what draws you personally to the art of poetry? How does it differ from writing fiction?
In my fiction writing, which I also do, I'm not as much expressing my spirituality. It doesn't lend itself. I do express it because my spirituality is very important to me. So I do express it in my fiction writing, in my prose writing. But in poetry, it's like so much easier to convey that mystery, that celebration of what we don't know, that for me is the essence of spirituality. We're going into the non-physical. We're going into the part of us that we don't fully know and can't fully know because it's our soul.
Mm-hmm.
For me, poetry, because there's something about the rhythm that's very different than prose writing. I can give you an example by reading a poem, but the cadence, the rhythm is different, the pace. When I read a poem or when I hear a poem read, it's slow. I want it to be read slowly. And when I hear a poem read, I'll close my eyes. I mean, I'm giving every ounce of my attention to that poem because it's dense with meaning. Prose isn't like that. Narrative fiction, it's a story. You get carried away by the story, but you're on a little journey with the writer. Poetry is more like sinking into a still pool of meaning. Very, very rich.
Do you have a poem or a moment from your poetry collections that feel especially meaningful for you? And would you like to read a little bit?
I would indeed, yes. This is from my new collection, which is called Like You, I, Poems of Becoming. But this particular poem is also in one of the other two books that are available on Amazon. Honestly, can't tell you which one because I published those years ago and I don't know exactly what's in which one. It's called Beyond Words. I am, by this poem and all others, going somewhere else to feel between the words and phrases, between and within. Words are sacred. We know that. Yet there is something even more sacred, even more. And so an invitation, solemn and serene, to breathe deeply and slowly between each stanza, pause completely and for long at the end of each line. Feel around the back and sides of each word. I send you into a fullness of silence, a place of perfect presence, a knowing stillness, a richer sense beyond words.
That is really calming. It's beautiful.
Thank you. It kind of expresses what I just said about poetry. I didn't choose it for that reason, but it does seem to link with what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm, it does. Now, is it a novel or another book of poetry coming out soon?
I have two novels. I have a novel that's out. I'm just waiting for it to be, along with this book of poetry, I'm just waiting for them to be available on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
It's called With Love, Tam. It's a novel. Mm-hmm. It's a series of first actual written letters and then emails from a person named Tam, who's a fictional person, to another fictional person named Janice. And if you like, I can read you the very first letter.
Mm-hmm. That would be nice.
And this was a project that was inspired by a friend of mine who's a writer in Montreal. And she gave me a prompt, which was, write a letter every day for 90 days to a fictional person from a fictional person.
Oh, okay.
So that was the prompt. So this is what I came up with. March 13th, 2025, Montreal, Quebec. Dear Janet, you may remember me. I used to be your neighbor across the street and three doors up. I was the one with all the geraniums. There were masses of geraniums on my balcony every summer. I saw you brought home from the hospital the day after you were born. For the first few years of your life, you were the little redheaded girl. Your brightly colored curls delighted all of Agnes Street. I watched you grow up until I moved away in July of the year you turned 14. I'm sure that as you read this, you're not going to feel in the least bit intimidated by a middle-aged gay and an Asian Canadian who was your neighbor 9 years ago, even if he is sending you a letter out of the blue. And I guess you're wondering why I'm writing this letter. I saw you. I'm sure it was you. Yesterday in the Lionel Grue Metro on the platform, it was about 2 o'clock and you were wearing a green raincoat and red boots. Love the casual look, by the way. The thing is, Janice, sometimes I know things about people. I don't want to know them, but it happens that I do. I feel what they're feeling. I hear what they're thinking. This is usually true if there is any sort of connection to the person and if they are experiencing something intensely. I felt your anguish yesterday and I heard your thoughts. I know you are thinking of ending your life. I know that you're feeling like there's no way forward. I won't tell anyone. I've been where you are. I've had a similar experience. I know how private it is, but you don't want anyone to know. Well, sorry. I know. I couldn't help it. The knowing just came. I'm hopeful that you won't go through with it. It's your choice. I know that. And it's a choice that many people make. My brother did. I don't just hear people's thoughts. I hear dead people's thoughts. And my brother, 3 days after he died, said quite clearly to me, I think I might have made a mistake. And the hard truth is that ending your life is the kind of thing you can't take back. Once it's done, it can't be undone. So I decided to write to you, the little red-headed girl of Agnes Street, now a beautiful young woman. Your neighbor Philippe told me that you are still there, living with your mother. And I'm hoping that you receive this letter, hold it in your hand, wonder about it, about the person who wrote it. Curiosity is not such a bad reason to get up in the morning. I'm going to write to you again tomorrow, and then the next day, and the next day, and the next, in the hope that you will be there to read each letter and that you will not think too badly of me for taking this liberty. Most sincerely, Tam.
Okay, that is really interesting. What do you hope readers will take away with the novel With Love, Tam?
I had a friend read it recently, and she said that it opened up her heart. Tam is full of love and gives all kinds of advice. Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for with this novel, that people enjoy it from their hearts and that it opens them up in that emotional way.
Every writer has a different process. What does your writing routine look like?
Well, with that one, I wrote every single morning because the task was to write a letter every day, and I enjoyed it so much that I'm starting a new book now, and I think I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to try to write every single morning. I'm retired, so I'm able to do that. With poetry, I tend to be inspired by nature. I tend to be inspired by going for a long walk outside or sitting somewhere out in a garden or something. So then I'll come inside and write it all down before I lose it, type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It tends to be much more spontaneous. The novel writing tends to be more discipline. So I'll go for my morning walk, come back inside, grab a cup of coffee, sit down and write, let it come. I find it unusually inspired. I usually have ideas.
You sound very disciplined too. Would you say that living in the Eastern Townships has shaped your creativity and your stories?
Certainly living in the Eastern Township gives me the peace and the quiet to be able to go into my flights of fancy and my imagination. I mean, With Love, Tam, I set that novel in Montreal because I lived there for many, many years, and I do love that city, but I love being out here in the country, and just the quiet and the peace of my home allows me to write, as well as, of course, the community. I don't just have right here, right now. I actually have a small writing group right here in Sutton that's also supportive.
Your books of poetry, would you like to tell us the names of them again? You can get them on Amazon, and I know we're anxiously waiting for your other works to come out, too.
The one book is called Citizen of Eternity, Collected Poem, and the other one is called Heaven on Earth, Selected Poem.
And that is by you?
By Lou Emmanuel on M1L. I do have other books on Amazon as well. I have two nonfiction books. The Frequency of Joy is about bringing more joy into your life. The other one is called Sweet Possibilities, Working with the Frequency of Joy, and it's about turbocharging when you can sum up within yourself the feeling of joy, then using that to help you to bring better situations into your life, more abundance, more better relationships, a smoother ride, shall we say.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess we'll wait for the new one coming out with Love, Tam. And you said you also have another book of poetry coming out too. You're just waiting for that?
Yeah, it's called Like You, I. There's going to be yet another novel. The second novel that's coming out was actually begun way before with Love, Tam. It's called The Ship, and I co-wrote it with a friend who lives in Europe. Taken much, much longer to write because we co-wrote it, so there was a lot of collaboration, a lot of back and forth. And because it's a longer book and we wanted to revise, so it's taken longer to come out. Even though we started it 2 years ago, it's only coming out maybe in about, I would say, about a month or so.
Okay.
It's called The Ship, and it's about aliens and spaceships and outer space and all kinds of fun stuff. Yeah, it is different, but it also talks about going into your heart, finding joy there, finding love there, finding peace there. So it's got a similar theme,
mm-hmm.
but it's wrapped in the context of aliens and flying saucers.
Okay, that's interesting. Finally, what advice would you share with aspiring writers in your community who might be thinking about starting their own creative projects?
I would say absolutely go for it. It's a lot of fun. Two things that I've learned. One is set a time every day. That's the time when you write and stick to it. That will help you to maintain momentum and keep you going. And it will tell the people around you, this is what I do at this time. Don't mess with me. I'm writing. Because you need that space uninterrupted to write. And then the second thing that I've learned recently, especially with The Ship, with all the revisions that we've done, is don't sweat your first draft. It's just the first draft. You know, I was afraid to try because what if it's not good? Well, it's not good. You make it better.
I love that philosophy.
It took me working with my dear friend in Belgium, in Europe, the two of us together working. I mean, her first language isn't even English. So our first draft was pretty rough,
mm-hmm.
but we worked it, and now we just absolutely think it's a great book. So, you know, don't worry about your first draft.
Okay.
Just get it down, and then you work with it.
Oh, okay. Yes. Anything else you wanted to add before we go, Lou?
Well, I want to thank you for doing this, not just for me, but for the other writers that I've connected you with.
Mm-hmm.
I know it means a lot to all of us because it's hard for us to have a voice, you know, with the greater population. Most of us live in little villages like Sutton and Knowlton. You know, we're not in Sherbrooke or whatever. So it's really appreciated, Maureen.
It's really a pleasure for me to talk to all of you too. And definitely we thank you, Lou, and keep us posted on all your work.
Will do. Thank you so much.
And I just wanted to mention that Lou will be holding a book launch for The Ship, one of her two recently published novels, on Thursday, November 20th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the cafe and bookstore Les Chapet Belle in the village of Sutton. She will also be reading from the book, and there will be an open discussion about possible E.T. contact and the connection between E.T. contact and the evolution of human consciousness. And next up, we have our health report here on the Townships at 12. Now, as the fall season settles in, so does the flu season and COVID. And now is the time to think about getting your flu vaccine and COVID vaccine. Health experts remind us that these vaccinations remain one of the most effective ways to protect ourselves and those around us from serious illness. For senior citizens and people with weakened immune systems, the flu and COVID can lead to serious complications, including pneumonia and hospitalizations. These vaccines help your body build resistance, reducing both the risk of catching the flu and COVID and the severity if you do get sick. Getting vaccinated also protects your loved ones, especially children, caregivers, and those who can't get the vaccine themselves. Vaccinations are available at pharmacies, clinics, and through local health services. It's quick, safe, and can make all the difference this season. So don't wait. Roll up your sleeve and get protected. I would like to thank my guest today, Jen Young, owner and operator of the Centre de Nutrition Animale, Blue Seal, and the Pet Connection, and come and help them to celebrate their anniversary on October 16th, 17th, or 18th. They are located at 1730 Wellington Street, right beside the train trestle and the Marquis Motel on the road to Lennoxville. And in the second part of today's show, author Lou Emmanuel. Check out her books, and if you are in the Sutton area on November 20th, Lou will be having a book launch of her recent book called The Ship at the cafe and bookstore Le Chapelle Belle in Sutton from 6 to 8 p.m. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we will close the show today with Starry, Starry Sky, and it's by Don McLean.
Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night, flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze, reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen.